We're just laying Parsha Shlach. In America, we're going to lay Parsha Shlach. The end of the Parsha is the Parsha of Tzitzis. There's a very, very interesting Rashi in the Parsha of Tzitzis that I was only oimed on yesterday. Rashi, when he discusses the Tchelis and the Tzitzis, actually Rashi in the words of the last two Psukim, this pasuk, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Yetzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Liyos Lochem Le'elokim Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Rashi on the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Rashi says Dovaracha Loma Nemar Yetzeis Mitzrayim. What does Yetzeis Mitzrayim have to do with the Tzitzis? Ani Hu Ani Hashem Elokeichem Ani Hu Shev Shevchanti b'Mitzrayim bein tipa shel b'chor l'she'ena shel b'chor. I was the one who was able to discern who was a b'chor and who wasn't a b'chor and makas b'chorus. Ani hu osid lahafchin ulahafrish min hatoyla ulipora, excuse me, can't read without my glasses. Min ha'toyle kol ha'ilon bebigdoi v'oymer tcheles him. Fascinating Rashi. Just as in Mitzrayim, I was able to discern between who was a b'chor and not a b'chor, I will be able to discern who has false tcheles called kol ha'ilon or who has true tcheles. Somehow the tcheles has some connection, not only to Yetzias Mitzrayim, but to Makas Bechorus. This is not the only reference to Makas Bechorus in the Tchelis. The other one is Psil Tchelis, Rashi says, the last Rashi in the Parsh. Al Shem Shikul Bechorus. Shikul Bechorus is the death of the Bechorus. Tirgum Shel Shikul is Tichla. Tichla, Tchelis represents, Tchelis is reminiscent of the death of the Bechorus in Mitzrayim. So the Bechorus, fascinating thing, what does Tchelis have to do with Makas Bechorus? Twice, we see two references to this. There is another fascinating connection. Al Pi Chazal, many talk about it. But what is the Parsha of Tzitzis doing here? Chazal tell us that there's in the Parsha of Tzitzis is lo yisasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei yeinechem. There's a Parsha of lo yisasuru. Person should not allow his heart and his eyes to let him deviate from the path. The Meraglim were the ones who went losur es ha'aretz to seek out, to look, to spy on the land. There's a connection here that somehow the mitzvah of tzitzis corresponds to the aveira, to the chet of the Meraglim. The Meraglim were losur es ha'aretz, they were choyte, and somehow a tikkun on that is the mitzvah of tzitzis, and I'd like to try to understand that. What does tzitzis have to do with Makas Bechorus? And how is this a tikkun on the chet of the Meraglim? What time is it? I want to talk a little bit about Makas Bechorus. What is Makas Bechorus? Makas Bechorus is not just the 10th Makkah. It's in fact the only Makkah that is told to Moshe to tell Paroi immediately. B'ni Bechori Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe in Parsha Shmois, and if you don't let Klal Yisrael go, Hinei Anochi Hoireg es Bincha Bechorecha. I am going to kill Bincha Bechorecha. It's the only Makkah that he tells. Moshe to say in his charge to go to Mitzrayim, the Paro. What is this correspondence? What is the fascination? What is the emphasis on Makas Bechiras? And what is this correspondence? It seems to be Zeh Keneged Zeh, B'ni Bechiri Yisrael, and Hine Hoyerges Bincha Bechirecha, Makas Bechiras, and Klal Yisrael being the Bechir. On the words, B'ni Bechiri Yisrael, I can't read my glasses, so sorry. On the words, B'ni Bechiri Yisrael, Rashi says a fascinating thing. Rashi says, over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has defined Klal Yisrael, the B'nai Yaakov, B'nai Yisrael, as the Bechir. How did Yaakov get his Bechira? He bought it from Esav. Rashi says that this is the Chsima. This is the Chsima, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's validation of the Mechiras Bechira. Esav sold the Bechira, but Yaakov wasn't truly the Bechira until HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, B'ni Bechira Yisrael. What does this mean? Why? In what way? You know, it's a fascinating thing that in Makas Bechiras, you know, why is Makas Bechiras called Makas Bechiras? Anybody know? Why is it called Makas Bechiras? Everything was a Makkah. Why is it called Makas Bechiras? One of the reasons is there's a braisa in Masech Tesmachos, the Hakdamah to Masech Tesmachos. Rabbi Yochanan says a fascinating thing. He says that the Hakah of the Bechiras, he learns from a pasuk. You'll take a look at it if you want. At the end of Masech Tzavay Dezara, in the back of Masech Tzavay Dezara, there's a Masech called Masech Tesmachos. There's a braisa right on the top, the beginning of that braisa. The beginning of the Masech, that braisa says the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hika kol b'chayreihem at night. But when did the b'chayrim die? They died the next morning. And Rashi says that their lives were ebbing, they were mefarfer, they were alive, but their life was ebbing away from them. The entire night, they were dying. But they only died in the morning. Perhaps that's why it's called Makas Bechiras, because first they were hit, and they expired later. The Farshim on the bottom says that. What kind of strange thing is this? Why is the Makkah of Makas Bechiras, this is such a lengthy Makkah, what is the point of this? Let the Bechirim die. What is it about Makas Bechiras? What is Bechira? Of course we know that Bechira had in it the Avoida. But what is Bechira? Bechira represents leadership. Leadership amongst his peers. The Bechir, the leader of the next generation. What is the Bechira? What is Makas Bechiras? What is the idea of Makas Bechiras? Well, if Makas Bechiras and Metzias Mitzrayim is really the final step in the sale of the Mechira, let's look back at the Mechira. What happens at this Mechira? Yaakov sees an opportunity. And he says, you want the red lentils? Haliteini na min ha'odei ma'odei ma'zeh. That's why Esav is called Edom. It's called red. Because all he sees is red. And what does Yaakov say? Sell me the Bechir. And what does Esav say? Hine anoichi hoylech lomos, v'lomos aliha Bechir. Esav sees death. He sees the physical world. And he sees that Bechir and Avodas Hashem is just going to cause him problems. It's going to get in his way. Chazal tell us, he realizes that he's going to do the avoda, he can't be shosoyayin, v'chulei v'chulei. He can't live to that standard. Hine anoichi hoylech lomos, v'lomos aliyah b'chayra. But what does Yaakov see? What does Yaakov see in these? In these red lentils, Yaakov sees the Eish Tobit Tukar Al Mizbeach. Yaakov sees the opportunity for Avoida. Yaakov sees the opportunity for eternity. And Yaakov seizes that opportunity. And he purchases the Bechira. Indeed, the Mechira of the Bechira is really the sale, is really the battle of two worldviews. Do I live for this physical world, for the here and now, for the superficial? Do I live for the fleeting moment? Or do I live for eternity? Do I live for connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do I live for something beyond myself? Do I live for Avodas Hashem? Yaakov sees in the Bechira eternity. Esav sees death. The world view, the Bechira, the leadership view that is Yaakov, that is Esav, is the view of the physical world. And in the physical world, I'm hine anoichi ha'lech lamos. But in the spiritual world, every moment is eternity. Every moment, this future. You know, the Chavis Halvavis has such a great mushroom. In the beginning, and the Chavis Halvavis, he has such a great mushroom. He says, you know, there was an island. And on this island, everybody had an opportunity to be king for a year. Not king for a day, king for a year. And they would become king. They would be elevated to the throne, and anything they wanted, they had. They got gold, silver, food, the greatest delicacies. After 1 year, they were dethroned, stripped naked, put into a wooden boat, and set off to sail with nothing. So the first guy becomes king, and he gets set off after a year. The second guy, the third guy realizes, what do you do in such a situation, Rabbi said? Third guy, he's made king. What do? You export. You don't have everything here in this 1 year. You export. You send things off the island. So when they ship you off in that wooden boat, you have what to come to. It's a mashal for life. In life, we could live a life for the here and now. But at the end of the day, a person ends up in a wooden box. But if he exports, every moment is eternity. Every moment, every opportunity of a mitzvah, every opportunity of avodas Hashem is exporting for eternity. That's really the counterbalance between Yaakov and Esav. By the way, that's what happened in Makas Becheres. Makas Becheres was the emergence of a new world order. The emergence of a Klal Yisrael that were the people of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The emergence of a people that were vavaretem eso avoido hazois, that brought Korban Pesach and became the Am HaNivchar, became the Am Hashem, became Avdei Hashem. Vavaretem eso avoido hazois. They didn't worship the world. They worshiped something beyond the world. They worshiped the creator of the world. Makas Becheres is the destruction of that worldview which is Esav. And what was Esav's worldview? Hine anoichi hoylech lamos. So Makas Becheres is the maka of a person living but dying. Hako, and his life is ebbing away, but he's still alive. Makas Becheres represents the futility of living for the here and now. The futility for living for the superficial. The futility for living for Olam Hazeh. Bechaira really means something more. The Bechaira of Klal Yisrael means that man is greater than he knows, is greater than his physical self. truth is, I haven't seen Machlokes Rishonim, who was older, Shem or Yafes. But there's a fascinating, we all know at the end of Parshas Noach. But in Parshas Noach, who is called the elder son? Eila told us Noach, Noach is Tzadik, so Tzadik, 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 Shame is Chom Ves Yavis. Who's called the Bachar? Shame. And what event occurs with shame that really goes till today? Well, there's a Maisa with Noach. Noach goes, Vayita Korem, Vayesh Min Hayayim Vayishkor Vayiskal B'soy Chaholoi. He drinks wine, he becomes drunk, becomes naked. And what happens? What does Chom do? Vayar Chom, Vayagid. Chom came, saw, and he went out, and he told his brothers about his father's degradation. And what happened? Shame went, and Shame took a beged with Yofes, and he went, Vayelech HaChayranes, and he covered over his father. What happens to Chom? What happens to Chom, Rabbi Yisrael?
He's cursed.
He's cursed. The curse of Ham. He becomes burnt. His hair is singed. His lips are blown up. He has red eyes. And he's a slave. He's an Eved. But not an Eved to HaKadosh Baruch. Who is he an Eved? Eved Avodim. He's an Eved to the human. He's an Eved to the limited. You know, how does an Eved go out free? B'shein v'ayin. Why? Where's the source of all avdus? Chom. Bayar. He saw. Bayaged. He told. In a derisive way, he showed his teeth. It's a zoyer, I'm telling you. Bayar v'yaged. What does Chom see? Chom sees man degraded. And he sees the lowness and the futility of man. And what does Shem see? Shem realizes that man has godless. Shem knows that man can transcend himself. Where Chazal tell us that, you know, if you wear tzitzis, if you wear a four-quarter beged, you're mechuyev to put tzitzis on. But if you don't have a four-quarter beged, are you mechuyev to wear tzitzis? You're mechuyev to buy a beged for tzitzis? No. But if you don't wear a beged with tzitzis, when the Eibishter comes and wants that the exact punishment, the Gemara Menachos says, he's going to throw this one in for this too. Now says, if a person's getting punished, he'll be punished for not buying a beged if we are wearing tzitzis. Zokt Rabbeinu Yoina, why? Shaloi chomad beliba yoifi ha-mitzvah. He didn't desire in his heart the beauty of the mitzvah. I heard from my Rebbe Zola Gesundzai and Rabbi Aaron Shechter, what is the pshat in this Rabbeinu Yoina? What is the loy chomad beliba yoifi ha-mitzvah? The mitzvah of tzitzis that begins, by the way, I failed to mention, what is Shem zoicha to? Because of this maisa with the beged? He's zoicha that his progeny is going to have tzitzis through Shem, Zavram. We're going to have tzitzis. What is the loy chomad beliba yoifi ha-mitzvah? Says my Rebbe. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, what is the tchelis in tzitzis for? The tchelis is doyma liyam. The yam is doyma l'rakiya, and the rakiya is doyma to the livnas ha-saper tachas kisei ha-kovoid. What tzitzis does is it brings a man and transports a man who's on this earth. It transports him to the kisei ha-kovoid. He's immediately connected to the Rabbi Shalom. He's standing lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the blink of an eye. A person doesn't desire that mitzvah. L'chom ha-belib ha-yayfi ha-mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him punishment. So if we look at this stark contrast between shame and chom, it really is the same contrast that we have between Yaakov and Esav. Shame sees the godless ha'adam, sees that man can transcend himself. He covers and he sees the covet of the adam, the greatness of man. Chom saw the degradation of man. Yaakov sees that man can connect himself to the kisei ha'kovod, can connect himself to the avodas Hashem. And Esav is hina anochi holech lamos. Now I think we can come back to try to understand what Rashi is coming to tell us in this week's parasha. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I am the one who was able to discern who the Bechor was, who the Bechor wasn't in Mitzrayim. The mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis. The tchelis of the tzitzis represents the shikul of the Bechorim of Mitzrayim. Because that's the battle. The battle is, who are you? The battle is, do you believe in yourself? Do you realize that you're greater than who you think you are? Do we realize that we can connect ourselves beyond our physical limitations to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? So Rashi tells us that the tchelis of tzitzis is keneged the makkah of Bechoris. Because that makkah represents the destruction of the concept that man can't connect, that man is a hoilech lamos. We believe the Klal Yisrael is evidence that we're hoilech to greatness. That is perhaps the understanding of the Rashi. What was the Meraglim's chet? What were they choyte? We can look at their last words. The last words the Meraglim says was what? Anybody know what was the last words? The last words they say is, V'hoyinu be'einenu kichagovim, v'chein hoyinu be'einehem. We were in our eyes, our own eyes, our self-perception. We felt like we were grasshoppers. V'chein hoyinu be'einehem. And we not only felt that way about ourselves, we felt that that's how everyone else perceived us. The chet of the Meraglim was that the Meraglim felt that they could only do it in the Midbar. They could only remain connected to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in the Midbar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that Klal Yisrael should remain connected no matter what matzav they're in. And going into the Eretz was going to be V'yasafta digonecha. There was going to be a difficulty. There was going to be difficulties where they're not so secreted away in the Midbar, unaffected by that which is around them, connected to Moshe Rabbeinu, connected to the Mishkan, a total Eich LeHamon. The Meraglim felt, the Dibas HaAretz was, they didn't believe in themselves enough that they could go into Eretz Yisrael and maintain the level. V'yinu be'einenu kechagov. What's the tikkun on that? The mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis is the mitzvah that no matter where you are, you can put a beged on and have tzitzis and transport yourself to the Kisei HaKavod. No matter what matzav you find yourself in, you have to remain connected. And you can. That's the correspondence between the mitzvah of tzitzis and the chet of the Meraglim. There's a story. I don't remember where a lot of times I speak in different places. I don't think I told the story here. Could be you heard it already, but I don't think you heard it from me. This story I heard, it's actually subsequently printed, but I heard it from Rebbetzin Esther Jungreis. She tells a story about how her grandfather was in Bergen-Belsen. She also was. And one night, he wakes up in the barracks. He was in the barracks. There was a mixed barracks in Bergen-Belsen. Yidden. And there were soldiers captured from the Polish army. You know, the Polish army, they stood up and defended their country for about 12 hours. And they were captured. They went out against the Luftwaffe, the Yimach Shemam with the cavalry. And he was in a barrack, he was in a bed next to a Polish guy. And he wakes up in the middle of the night, he hears rustling of the straw. The Nazis, Yimach Shemam, they gave him, that straw was the chesed that they... And he sees that the person he takes out of under the straw he takes out a piece of glass and he takes out some clothing. He sees this person puts this glass against the wall, and then he puts on this uniform. Puts on the uniform, looks in the makeshift mirror, and he goes like this. Finishes, takes the glass, takes the clothing, puts it under the straw. So, I really must sound terrible. I didn't sleep a whole night last night, so I'm sorry. He wanted to see if this happens the next night, so he stays up the next night. The exact same thing happens. This guy next to him takes out a glass, puts it against the wall, takes out this uniform, puts the uniform on, looks in the glass, salutes himself in the mirror, and he takes it down and puts it on. He says, "What are you doing?" Asked him the next day. He says, "Everything that these Nazis are doing, they're trying to dehumanize us. They treat us like animals. They feed us like animals. They beat us like animals. I'm a Polish general, general in the Polish army. I never want to forget who I truly am. So at night, I take out my uniform, my general's uniform, and I look in the mirror and I salute myself to remind myself that I'm a general. No matter what matzav a yid is in, he has tzitzis to remind him that he's connected to Rabbeinu Shalom like this. No matter what matzav he's in, no matter where he is, what country he's in, what month it is, we'll talk for a moment, if I may just go over just a couple of minutes. Just no matter what month it's, where he is, he has to realize who he is and not that which is around him. That which is around him doesn't dictate who he is. A person has to have the self-confidence to know that he's an Erlich Afrum Ben Teira, someone who can be connected to the Rabbeinu Shalom, stand with Nekisei HaKavar. I just want to share with you just one thought. It's coming towards the end of his man. But the end of this man, the Rishiva said, I asked him, he said I could talk about Saifspan. He said he actually wanted me to talk about Saifspan. But I'm not going to talk about Saifspan because there's no such thing as Saifspan. It's like saying Saif Shabbos, right? You start being Mechal Shabbos by Mincha, it's like ridiculous. It's the same Misa. Right? We're going to talk about Taka Saifspan. When did the Meraglim leave? Losar Esa Oritz. Anybody know? More in Tainus? What date was it? When did they come back? Tisha B'av. Count 40 days back. Erev Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. The Pasuk says when they can. When did they come? What does the Pasuk call it? V'hayomim yimei bikurei anovim. And the days were the days of the bikur anovim. Bikur means what? The first fruit of anovim. Says the Arizal. Bikur means first what comes before the next thing. What letter comes before Ayin in Anovim? Samach. What letter comes before Nun? Mem. What letter comes before Vez? Aleph. What letter comes before the last Mem? Lamed. Anybody know what the Samach, Mem, Aleph, Lamed is? That's the Sar Shel Esav, that's the Satan. Says the Arizal that Tammuz, Ov, and Elul were given to the Satan, were given to Esav. Tammuz, Ov, and Elul. Yaakov Avinu was mispal for Elul, and he got Elul back. Tammuz and Ov remained the months of Esav. They remained the months of Shikhas HaTorah, of weakness in Torah. The person has to be mechazik himself. They remained the months of Rachmanu Litzlan, the tragedies throughout the history of Klal Yisrael. So of course, Chorban Bayis Rishon, Chorban Bayis Sheni, beginning of World War I. Many, many things. Many things. It's the time where Esav has a foothold. And it's a time where a Yid has to know who he is. It's a time when the Yetzirah tries to challenge us on every level. Shmiras Einayim, Shmiras HaMitzvahs, learning Torah. It's a time where we have to look at our tzitzis and realize who we truly are. That's who we are. That's what Klal Yisrael is. We are generals. We are generals for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shetaka b'zoicha to continue in your steiging and your learning. And you should always remain Avdei Hashem no matter where you find yourselves.